Chastity. Chastity is a concept that has been so unbelievably narrowed down by earthmen that absolutely nothing of its real meaning is left. It has even been dragged onto a wrong course, and as the natural and inevitable consequence, this distortion has brought needless oppression, and even very often untold suffering, upon many people. Ask where you will what chastity is, and everywhere in reply you will find explained in one way or another the concept of physical virginity. In any case, this is the highest that the perception of earthmen can reach. This proves completely the inferior way of thinking of those who subordinate themselves to the intellect, which has itself set the limits to everything earthly, because it cannot reach any further with its faculties that are born of the earthly. How easy it would then be for man to be regarded as chaste, and so create a reputation, while sunning himself in vain self-glorification. But this does not bring him one step upwards on the road to the luminous gardens, which as paradise are the blissful and final goal of a human spirit. It is of no avail to earthman if he keeps his physical body chaste and defiles his spirit, which can then never cross the thresholds that lead upwards from one step to the next. Chastity is different from men's idea of it, far more comprehensive and greater. It does not demand that man should go against nature, for this would be an offence against the laws vibrating in God's creation, and could only have harmful results. Chastity is the earthly concept of purity, which is divine. For every human spirit, it is the endeavour to manifest, gross materially, what is sensed as a reflection of something that really exists in the divine sphere. Purity is divine, chastity its representation by the human spirit, thus a spiritual image which can and should become evident in earthly conduct. This should suffice as a fundamental law for every matured human spirit in order to realize chastity. But on earth, urged on by many a selfish desire, man is inclined to imagine he possesses something which he actually does not, solely for the purpose of having his wishes fulfilled. Selfishness takes the lead and dulls the truly pure volition. Man will never admit this to himself, but simply allows himself to drift along. And when he can no longer persuade himself otherwise, he describes this often very obvious attempt to satisfy his questionable selfish desires as a decree of fate to which one must submit. Therefore, to guide and support him, he needs still other hints which will let him experience and recognize what in truth chastity is, as it lies in the will of God, who does not want any separation from nature on earth. In the divine sphere, purity is closely united with love. Hence, if he is to derive blessing from them, man must not try to separate the two on earth either. But on earth, love is also no more than an evil caricature of what it really is. Thus, unless it first undergoes a change, it cannot unite with the true concept of purity. To all those who strive to attain chastity, I herewith give a hint which provides the support that man needs on earth in order to live in such a way as rests in the law of creation, and as is therefore also pleasing to God. He who in his actions always remembers not to harm his fellow man who reposes trust in him, not to do anything that may later oppress him, will always act in such a way as to remain spiritually unburdened, and may therefore be called truly chaste. These simple words, rightly understood, can fully protect and guide man through the entire creation, and lead him upwards into the luminous gardens, his true home. These words are the key to all rightful activity on earth, for genuine chastity lies in them. The Son of God, Jesus, expressed precisely the same in the words, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." But you must beware of falling back into the old human faults, and of once more construing and partly distorting the meaning of the words so as to make them serve your own purpose, soothe you in your wrongdoing, and lull your fellow men into carelessness, or even help to mislead them. Absorb such words as they are truly meant to be absorbed, not as appears convenient to you and suits your stubborn volition. Then for you they will be like the keenest sword in your hand, with which you can slay all darkness, if you but will. Let them become alive within you in the right way, so that filled with gratitude, you may grasp life on earth as jubilant victors.